then not going to talk about image-based or anything, but I'm going to talk about containers. Remote attestation and PDMs and security. And remote attestation is the act of making sure that what you run on some device is the code that you expect, checking it from another device that you trust. So everybody in this room, I guess, should be familiar with what chain looks like when you pull up your computer. Then you check the truth, UDFI, we call them chain, so execute the decoder, we call it the kernel, and has more steps.
Oh yes, I was on mute. Sorry. So again, maybe for the remote audience, when you got a boot chain, you power up your computer, you have UEFI, goes to bootloader, goes to the kernel, goes to initramfs, and then because we are talking about a lot today, security things, you want to crypt your disk partition and so enter a passphrase to unlock it. Then if you want to make sure that what you've loaded is what you expect, you can store measurements, so signatures, hashes of every step inside the TPM. A TPM is a passive component. It is just there to store information, perform some cryptographic computation on it if you ask it, but it doesn't block anything in the boot chain, right? It's just there to store and execute commands that you pass to it. And so later on, after the boot is done, you can go back, for instance, in init in your kernel to read back what you had in the TPM and check that what you have is what you expect. The problem is, if there is an issue, if it's not what you expect, you end up here, you enter your passphrase, but your system was already compromised, and so the passphrase that you've just entered maybe got exfiltrated, and now your disk is compromised as well. That's typically the case when you have offline attacks on a laptop you may have forgotten in or left unattended in a FOSDEM conference room. So what we can do and what people in large organizations typically do is use remote attestation. So you have an app start.